to the Eckes Edge series on the Under the Influence podcast. I'm your host, Whitney Eckes, a serial entrepreneur, social media guru, and emerging investor with a keen eye on the business horizon. On this show, we explore the frontier of entrepreneurship and branding, where trends are born and icons are made. In the Pulse of Progress, we explore what it takes to embrace our power and craft our own beat. So tune in, take the lead, and let's venture beyond the ordinary. Where the edge is more than a boundary, it's where we begin. Have you ever been caught in that sweet spot where passion meets profit? Well, today, we're diving into the world of podcasting and more specifically, how to turn your voice into value. But here's the thing, monetization comes in different forms. What works wonders for one might not fit the bill for another. Whether you're a podcasting pro or just flirting with the idea, let's discover the path that aligns with your podcast's heart and soul to turn your passion into profit. Let's dive in. First, I want to talk about knowing your worth. You guys, have you ever had that moment where you're flipping through old photo albums and there's this one picture that just takes you back? For me, it was the snap from my first ever podcast recording. Excited, microphone in hand, so raw and real. Every time I see it, I'm flooded with the emotions from that day. A mix of nerves, excitement, and the thrill of starting something new. So, why do I bring up this memory? Well, it's because it's a powerful reminder of the journey. Think about it. Did you have a time when you started something big, something new? There's this moment. Right before you actually do the thing you set out to. It's exciting. We're full of nerves and maybe even slightly nauseated. That moment, right before we're about to put ourselves out there in a way, bigger way than we had in the past. We invest our time, energy, emotions, and let's be honest, a lot of caffeine-fueled nights. That's all worth something. Actually, it can be worth a lot. Now, here's a question for you. How often do we downplay our contributions saying things like, oh, it's just a small podcast, or I'm still figuring things out? Sound familiar? We all do it. But every episode you create, every story you share, and every listener you inspire, it all adds up. Your voice has value. Your content has depth. Your passion, it's infectious. But why do we often downplay our worth and dim our light? Have you ever stopped to think about it? Maybe it's because of that sneaky little imposter syndrome creeping in every time we're about to celebrate a milestone. Or perhaps it's the fear of being too much or coming off as arrogant. Sometimes it might even be the weight of the norms and expectations of society, suggesting that humility equates to undervaluing ourselves. Guys, at the end of the day, every one of us is on a unique journey. The value we bring, the stories we tell, the connections we make, they're all a testament to our worth. And while it's okay to be humble, it's essential to know our value and let our light shine bright. Now, as we've opened up about embracing our worth, let's move into some actionable steps that can help you not just realize, but also monetize that value. Let's dive into the world of sponsorships. Now, I know it might sound a bit intimidating, but let me tell you, when done right, sponsorships can be the golden ticket to scaling your podcast and truly connecting with your audience on a whole new level. So, what are podcast sponsorships and how do they work? Sponsorships in the podcasting world are kind of like the commercials we hear on the radio or see on TV, but with a twist. They're strategic partnerships where brands pay you to promote their products or services on your podcast. Now, why would they do that, you ask? Because they value the unique and intimate connection you have with your audience. It's the trust you've built, the community you've nurtured. They want in on that magic. And it's not just about the money. It's about aligning values and creating content that resonates. Here's the thing. It's kind of like dating. First impressions matter. First, do your homework. Before reaching out, make sure you're familiar with the brand. Know their values, their target audience, and how they align with yours. Then, craft your pitch and create a compelling email or media kit that showcases your podcast's stats, demographics, and past successes. Make them feel the passion you have for your podcast and help them see the potential. And finally, add your personal touch. Remember that story I shared about sending a handwritten note to a brand I admired? It stands out. While it doesn't always pan out, personal touches can go a long way. Once you've got that sponsor on board, the real work begins. And trust me, it's about more than just money changing hands. Just like in any relationship, clear and open dialogue is key. Regularly check in, provide updates on how their sponsored content is performing, and be open to feedback. Another point here is to deliver on promises. This is huge. Always deliver on what you've promised. No matter if it's the number of episodes they'll be featured in or the specific way their product will be highlighted. Okay, you guys, moving on. This might be the most crucial point. Your audience trusts you. So partnering with a brand that doesn't vibe with your ethos, it can break that trust. Aligning with brands that matter and that fit your personal style and vibe, so important. When considering a sponsor, make sure that their values align with yours. If you're all about sustainability, then a brand known for wasteful practices or greenwashing will not be a good fit, and it will feel off to your audience. And guys, while sponsorships are incredible, remember to always stay true to yourself and your audience. It's tempting to jump at every offer that comes your way, but if it doesn't align with your ethos, it's okay to say no. Now, while sponsorships are one way to monetize your passion, there are other avenues to explore. Speaking of which, ever thought of using affiliate marketing as a revenue stream? Let's dive into that next. I remember the first time I heard about it, I was like, affiliate what? But once I dived in, I realized it's a fantastic way to generate income while recommending products and services I genuinely love. Ever shared your favorite book or skincare product with a friend and they ended up buying it? Imagine getting a commission for that recommendation. That's affiliate marketing in a nutshell. So let's break it down. Affiliate marketing is a system where you promote a product or service. And when someone buys through your link, you get a commission. Simple, right? And in the podcasting realm, it's golden because of the trust factor. Your audience trusts your recommendations. Remember when I have shared my love for a product here on the podcast or on Insta? And how many of you wrote back saying you got one and loved it? That was affiliate marketing at work. Every time one of you bought one of those products through my link, I earned a little commission. But here's the catch. It has to be genuine. Your audience can smell insincerity a mile away. You might be wondering, okay, Whitney, but how do I keep track of all these links and commissions? You guys, there are tools for that. You can just search for affiliate platforms on Google and a whole list will come up with different options. You can either sign up on some of these platforms or you can be an affiliate through something like Amazon to share your favorite products there and basically so many other places. Some companies have a ready-to-go platform that you can just sign up for, create your unique referral links, and you're good to go. Others only work with select people and have to be approached directly. So if you already have an audience to share your favorite products with, check out if those companies have an affiliate program. When we talk about organic and genuine promotion, we're talking about promoting a product or service in a way that feels natural and authentic, not forced or salesy. Imagine you're having a coffee chat with your best friend. You wouldn't suddenly shove a product in their face and say, "Buy this now." No, you'd share your personal experience, what you liked about it, maybe even what you didn't. You'd share a story. Integrate the offerings or products you share naturally in conversations. Imagine I was talking about my morning routine and mentioned an amazing supplement or green juice product. That could, for example, be an affiliate link, but would be a genuine share. You want to make sure it's win-win-win for you, for your audience, and for the company you mention or promote. Okay, you guys, moving on. I want to touch upon premium content as well. You know, there's something so magical about the stories and experiences we save for our closest circle. It's like that recipe your grandmother handed down to you, which you share only with the nearest and dearest. Premium content is kind of like that, a little more intimate, a little more special. So what makes premium content shine and how do we curate it? Have you guys ever been to a concert and paid for that premium VIP ticket to get backstage or sit in the lounge? That's the essence of premium content. It offers that extra dose of knowledge, stories, or insights that you won't find in your usual episodes. But here's the tricky part. How do you ensure the content is enticing enough for listeners to want to go premium? Consider doing exclusive interviews. Maybe there's a chat with an industry expert you've saved up, sharing perspectives you haven't found anywhere else. Another perspective is sharing the deep dive kind of content. Most of what goes into a podcast is usually easy to digest, not too long, and can captivate audiences far and wide. But the deep dives, they are the knots and bolts of your inner workings or your deepest knowledge or teachings. It makes the people inside the premium feel like they get the chance to know you much better, experience how you work and think, and can make them feel like they got a seat at your table. You could also do behind the scenes. Everyone loves a good origin story. Sharing behind the scenes content about how you choose your topics or the fun bloopers can give listeners a peek into your world. But here's the thing to remember. Every listener is a part of our tribe. So while the premium content is exclusive, it shouldn't make others feel excluded. The magic is in the balance. Okay. The last one I have for you today is merchandise. I still remember my first band tee. Wearing it felt like flashing a piece of my identity or a statement of what I loved. That's the power of merchandise. But when it's about your podcast or your own personal brand, how do you capture its essence in a tangible form? Think about it. When your super fans put on that cap or sip coffee from that mug, it's not just about the brand, it's about the statement. It's about feeling connected to a community and a message. But how do you ensure that connection? If you ask me, a non-negotiable is using only high-quality goods. Just as we value the quality of content in our podcast, the merchandise should match. No one wants a tee that fades after one wash. Your merch should reflect the essence of your podcast or brand. Friends, as we wrap this episode up, I want to mention a few other monetization strategies like crowdfunding and donations where you can use platforms such as Patreon, or you could offer things such as events, workshops, courses, and other digital products and link to them in your show notes and on your socials. The possibilities are literally endless. You guys, podcasting is more than just hitting the record button. It's about strategy, brand positioning, and most importantly, connecting with your audience. That was all for today. For more insights and actionable tips on personal branding, marketing, and the transformative power of podcasting, tune into the other episodes on the podcast, give it a review, or share it with a friend. For behind the scenes and a sprinkle of glam, say hi on Instagram at Whitney Eckes. And hey, remember this, in this vast world of podcasting, there's only one you. So let that light shine.